In Japan, operators of the famous and iconic hot spring baths known as onsen have been asked to relax their rules to allow tattooed foreigners to gain entry. Until now, there's been a blanket ban on all tattooed people because in Japan, tattoos are associated with the mafia known as the Yakuza. But now, with Japan welcoming record numbers of foreign tourists, those rules are changing. Rachel Mealy has this report from Tokyo.
Tattoos haven't always been taboo in Japan. In the early 1800s, it was trendy for young men to be tattooed from neck to ankle with intricate designs depicting colourful beasts and dragons being slain by heroic men. But later that century, the powers that be decided it wasn't a good image for Japan and it was outlawed. Since then, tattoos have been associated with the underworld and particularly with the Yakuza. Bathhouses or onsen across the country have banned people with tattoos to keep out the gangsters. It means that people like Adam Walsh, who lives in Tokyo, have been tarred with the same brush.
All right, I've got a tattoo. I'm from the east coast of Canada. The island is called Newfoundland, so wolves there are extinct. I've got a tattoo of a Newfoundland wolf with Celtic braid around it. My ancestry is Irish.
And how big is it?
Think of it as a cross-section of a grapefruit on my back shoulder.
Even a grapefruit-sized tattoo can spark fear and revulsion from other bathers at an onsen. Some even believe that tattoos are unhygienic. Communal bathing is a big part of the Japanese experience and dates back to a time when houses didn't have bathrooms. There are strict rules about what you can and can't do at an onsen, and foreigners, even without tattoos, are closely watched. Adam Walsh says he hasn't attempted to enter an onsen because he's worried about what might happen.
I like going to the bathhouse. I lived in South Korea for 6 years. I used to go all the time. And so far, I've been here 4 months, and I've been hesitant because I keep hearing about the fact it's going to be strict and my proficiency in Japanese isn't very good, so I don't want to go and go through the headache of not being allowed in because of my tattoo.
I have to ask you, are you related in any way to Yakuza?
No, there are no relations, at least that I'm aware of, and I'm the first person in my family to ever go to Japan, so pretty safe to say there is zero links to me and the Yakuza.
The Japanese tourist agency is hoping people like him can be accommodated with a relaxation of the rules. It's asked operators of onsen around the country to give more consideration to the cultural backgrounds of tattooed non-Japanese people, and it has sent an information pamphlet to them to help clear up some of the misperceptions. But it's far from suggesting an open policy for all. The agency says tattoos could be covered with medical dressings, or if the venue allows, tattooed guests could be shown to a private section of the onsen where they won't scare off the other bathers. This is Rachel Mealy in Tokyo for Saturday AM.